I'd like to call the meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs to order. Let the record reflect that it is 3:37 p.m., April 3rd. We're in the Belts Committee Room of the Tom Stewart Building. I got it. Okay, we do have a quorum to do business. Senators Gardner and Senator Stedman are present. Myself, Senator Bishop, Senator McKinnon is on other state business with Senator Hoffman, and we are at that time of the year when we're all supposed to be in two or three places at the same time. So I apologize to my committee members and in the room for being a little bit late, but I'm here and we're on a roll. Today we have Ann Kruckelberg on Senate Records. Max Stanley is our teleconference network. John Manley's here in my office. And please, everyone, turn off our cell phones. Today on our agenda, we have the second hearing on the multi-line telephone bill, 215. Senator Coghill, would you like to come up and give us just a brief overview? We've heard the bill. We've had public comment that's been open and closed. And is there anything that you'd like to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee for hearing the bill. My name is John Coghill, Senate District from the North Pole Fairbanks area. Thank you for hearing the bill, and thank you for considering it. When you dial 911, you want help to get to you as quickly as you possibly can and go where you are at. And this bill says when you have a multi-line system, when you change out your system, designate the building and the floor with specific information. So this is just to help those who are the first responders know where you're at when you dial in. We're not going to be able to change the world overnight, but when we do upgrade systems, it would be important, I think, for our 911 operators and for our public safety to know the location. And we have the technology to do it. Now it's just a matter of the change out time. This requires it, but it requires that in the proper order. Mr. Chairman?
Just to refresh my memory, this was a May participate, yes. Correct? By municipalities?
Yes.
Okay, good. Thank you. Any questions from committee members? I think the committee's pretty much made up our mind on this bill, and seeing no one is there anyone in the room that would like to testify on this bill? Anybody at all? We have two people from Fairbanks that are online for question only. Seeing none, Senator Stedman?
Mr. Chairman, I go ahead and move. I'd like to make a motion. We move Senate Bill 215, Version D, from committee with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
Thank you. Seeing no objections, the bill passes. We're going to take a brief at ease. Committee on Regional Affairs is back to order. We've invited Rep. Ortiz from Ketchikan to come up and tell us all about House Concurrent Resolution 19.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Dan Ortiz. I represent Southern Southeast Alaska, District 36.
Thank you. For the record, Jody Gaddy, staff to Representative Ortiz.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of this esteemed committee, for agreeing to hear HCR 19, Alaska Native Languages Emergency Resolution. Mr. Chairman, the history of human occupation in the area that we now call Alaska began over 10,000 years ago when the first human beings began migrating into our state, into what we now call our state. Mr. Chairman, when that migration occurred, of course, they brought with them, these first humans, brought with them their culture and their language. And that those cultures and languages helped to determine a lot about what Alaska culture is to us and what it means to us today in 2018. Mr. Chairman, this resolution deals with a problem that is serious and it's imminent, and it's one that threatens the culture of what we call Alaskan culture right now. And that's the threat of language loss, particularly Native American language loss. Mr. Chairman, the state has moved in the right direction by acknowledging and recognizing the 20 Alaska Native languages as official languages of the state. However, recognition is just the first step. The intent of this resolution is to heed the suggestions put forth by the Alaska Native Language Preservation Advisory Council, otherwise known as ANILPAC. The council strongly urges that the governor issue an administrative order recognizing that a linguistic emergency exists in the state and that it is the policy of the state of Alaska to actively promote the survival and continued use of all of Alaska's 20 native languages. In their 2018 biennial report to the governor and legislature, ANILPAC warned that all 20 Alaska native languages are in crisis and most are predicted to become extinct or dormant by the end of the 21st century. The state of Alaska can no longer sustain these rates of language loss unless policy changes are enacted that support people who are learning and speaking Alaska Native languages throughout the state. The loss of language represents the loss of a critical piece of our history, culture, and traditional way of life. And I respectfully request the legislature join me in support of ANILPAC and the languages that represent intergenerational knowledge. And just a couple of other facts, Mr. Chairman. The Eyak language lost its last fluent speaker in the year 2008, and the Tananaw language has only one fluent speaker left, and that person is 96 years old. And with those two facts, Mr. Chairman, I'll conclude my comments and ask for this committee's support for HCR 19.
Committee members have any questions of the bill sponsor at the present before we move into public testimony? Seeing none, we're going to open up public testimony, and we're going to go off net. Let's see, we're going to go to Shishmaref. Albert, are you there? Albert, are you there in Shishmaref?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, home of Herbie Nakpuk, the Shishmaref Cannonball. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's a beautiful day today. But first of all, I'd like to thank you very much, Mr. Chair and the committee members. And my name is Albert Mingle of Shishmaref, and representing myself and the elders of our state and those who have passed on. Very briefly, I will be speaking my own Inuktitut dialect, and I'll quickly translate it into English. So I'll start my Inuktitut testimony. they put together Conroe Road request shifting it from the House Concurrent Resolution 19, Arizona Charter, Alaska Amendment, Conroe Road Mami, Atala, Amigato, Kanaka, Dini Piafin, Kamiwane, Pierlak Dorshak, Pierlak Dorshak, Utukanat, Iso Terop, Kuidi, School, Iso Savin, School, Winnie, Sully, Sankmer, Imedu, Had Fresh Woman, Elisa de Gui, Utokanat, Kani Jurut, Kamojimin, Atadao Nin, Idishima Sumakit, Nin Sukhtonin. Now that's my translation of what I just said. For the sake of respective cultural languages, House Concurrent Resolution 19 will help preserve our Alaska Native languages. There are at least 20 of us who speak our dialect here in Shishmaref now. Most importantly, bilingual elders are needed to teach, quote and unquote, in schools without having to fill out tremendous amounts of paperwork and make it easier for them to start teaching. Native elders who speak their respective dialects are seemingly like having their own PhD degrees because they lived and speak their languages. Thank you. And just a side note, not only for our 20 basic languages, I saw a bit.
Okay.
Elsewhere that have settled here in our state, they need to be also preserved beside our basic 20. That's just a side note. So thank you.
Thank you, Albert, for your testimony. It's greatly appreciated. And we're back to full complement here. Senator Hoffman and Senator McKinnon have been here with us here, just arrived. And I told everyone at home and listening online that we're all busy now on other state business, and we're dividing and conquering as we get in the last days of the session here. Okay, with that, we're going to go to in the room, and Don Bremmer is here with us in the room. And Mr. Bremmer, sir, if you could come up and put yourself on the record and please share your testimony with us. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, my name is Don Bremner. I was born and raised in Yakutat, Alaska. To help prevent our endangered languages from vanishing over the ages, we've had to make bold statements that have lasting memory to preserve our languages, not just my generation, but my parents and my grandparents. Ilahi, Ilahi, Imana Shwachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? As Jesus died on the cross, he cried out these words in our Aramaic. His family and friends experienced the pain and suffering of his last words. The Aramaic language was once common throughout the Middle East and was used for trade, government, and divine worship. Ach an kawu, Jesus, i'ik utu washin, yichsichan. Ha'in ye, yawak ye, wanaqsa ishan den, yaha kayashik, ha'singit yukatangi, ha'atkhayi, ha'kusti ye. My dear Lord Jesus, we believed you when you said you loved us. Why are we having a hard time in preserving our way of life, our language, our food, and our culture? One of my elders prayed these words and is no longer with us. We experienced the pain and suffering that she experienced at that time. My family has also experienced pain and suffering in our own home. My father, John Bremner Sr., was the last person to speak the Copper River dialect of Tlingit. We experienced emotional pain and suffering that he carried this dialect alone. This dialect was influenced by the Iyak language that you're well aware is now extinct. It was a language used for trade and ceremonial worship among our people. Now, ironically, in my lifetime, living here in Alaska, the U.S. government has, and the state of Alaska, has spent billions of dollars protecting threatened fish, game, birds, and plants from extinction. And I myself have been a part of that. And I'm sure there's justification for preserving threatened species, as we say there's justification for helping protect our native languages from vanishing. February 1, 1958, Cheltenham, United Kingdom, is the time and place where Geoffrey Allen Kahn was born and is now the Regius Professor of Hebrew at the University of Cambridge. He is in a race to preserve the language of Jesus before the last few speakers vanish. April 3, 2018, Capitol Building, Belts Room 105. This is our time and where we can join together with the state to preserve our Alaska Native languages before the last few speakers vanish. And we thank you for your help and your support. Anishish.
That was very well done. Any questions? Thank you, Mr. Brewer.
Thank you.
Next in the room, we have Alice Taft. Alice, would you like to come forward and have a seat, put yourself on the record? And
thank you, Senators. My name is Alice Taff. I live here in Juneau. I'm a linguist, meaning a person who's engaged in the scientific study of language. I'm here representing myself, but I'm an affiliate professor for Alaska Native Languages at University of Alaska Southeast and at the Alaska Native Language Center at UAF. This resolution is a simple one to declare a state of emergency for the Alaska languages, and I don't think there can be any question that that is the case. But I'd like to follow up on what Mr. Bremner brought up, the pain and suffering, knowing that the language is fading from use. On NPR a couple of days ago, there was a story about post-traumatic stress disorder. And they were talking about people who had been to war and then other people who get PTSD for a variety of reasons. And they talked about the Civil War veterans moving west and how violent they were. And I kept thinking they're going to start to mention Native Americans. They're going to start mentioning former slaves, but they didn't. So let me get into this issue of PTSD and the transgenerational transmission of PTSD. We know now that trauma causes stress. Stress causes chemicals to adhere to the genes that can turn them off or turn them on. Make it such that people are more prone to diabetes, for instance. We know that these genetic effects, epigenetic effects, epi because it's outside of the gene, are inheritable. So from generation to generation, the trauma of language loss, boarding school, land loss, the ability to get your food is transmitted from generation to generation. We know that there is an epidemic of suicide, obesity, diabetes, and that the Native American community, the Alaska Native community, is an unbalanced condition for susceptibility to these. Studies from Canada have shown that in communities where the Aboriginal language, First Nations languages are in use, such that half of the people in the community have conversational use of the language, the suicide rate is zero. In Alberta, they found a similar result for diabetes, where the language use was high in a community, that community's diabetes rate was low. So I'm hoping that you will support this simple resolution to declare Alaska's so valuable languages in a state of emergency, and we can see what might portend from that. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Seeing none, thank you for your testimony. Anyone else? I don't see anyone else online. Is that correct? All right. And anyone else in the room? All right. I see no one else in the room, so we're going to close public testimony for today. It's my intention of holding the bill over. Our next meeting's Thursday. I think we're tentative scheduled to meet here Thursday, and I'll keep committee members posted on Thursday's schedule as we progress with the budget here in the committee. We have three members in this committee that are on finance. So seeing no other questions from committee members, our business for today is concluded at 4 p.m. and we're adjourned.